was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers, and you can find his information at courtroomwatch.org. He is also known as the Freedom Screamer. How are you doing tonight, Eric? Well, while we're waiting on the technical difficulties to be taken care of, as I had previously reported to you on Monday, January 16th, 2017, I reported about Project Veritas had exposed that the Disrupt J20 individuals had planned a really egregious situation with butyric acid to disrupt the deplorable. Well, that was exposed, and Project Veritas also exposed some other things. However, on the last radio show that I was involved with you in, I told you that I was also going to expose some things about NATO. And then what I am going to do is I'm going to update you with what I am finding is going on in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to also tell you why I think this is all connected. Are you there, Eric? Okay. So we're having some technical difficulties with Eric, so I'll go ahead and start the discussion. As I told you on Monday, I was going to cover a situation where Donald Trump rattled Europe by branding the NATO alliance obsolete. And I am going to connect some dots with everybody because I think this is phenomenal news. However, you all know that the first thing I try to cover is some more good news. And even though that is good news, that's going to be a longer topic. So the first thing I'm going to cover is, according to news reports, German-based Bayer AG has committed to President-elect Donald Trump that it will invest $8 billion in the American research and development as part of its deal to acquire Monsanto, Trump's transition team said on Tuesday. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer told reporters that Bayer will also protect all of Monsanto's 9,000 American jobs while creating an additional 3,000 high-tech positions in the country. That agreement, he added, came after Trump met with CEOs from both companies last week. In September, Bayer won shareholder approval for a $66 billion offer to buy seeds giant Monsanto, believed to be the largest all-cash company purchase ever. But the deal still faces regulatory hurdles in multiple countries, including in the United States. So that's some more, I see that as good news. And we also know that we don't care for the GMO seeds out of Monsanto, but that is 3,000 more jobs that are being or expected to be created. And that was reported on the 17th yesterday when I was not with you. So I wanted to let you know there's some more jobs that are planned to be flowing into the economy. Congratulations to everyone on that note. So on the other note, what I was saying about Donald Trump rattling Europe by branding NATO alliance obsolete, this was also reported yesterday. And what it states is Angela Merkel has led a sharp European response to Donald Trump after he branded NATO military alliance obsolete and criticized the German chancellor's catastrophic open-door refugee policy. An explosive interview with the German newspaper Bild and the Times of London, Trump unleashed a volley of verbal attacks in Europe, hailing Britain's decision to leave the European Union and saying more countries were going to quit the bloc. Quote, I said a long time ago that NATO had problems. Number one, it was obsolete because it was, you know, designed many, many years ago, he said. Unquote. That was Mr. Trump. Number two, the countries aren't paying what they're supposed to pay. I took such heat when I said NATO was obsolete. It's obsolete because it wasn't taking care of terror, unquote. Trump also praised Britain's impending exit from the European Union as being, quote, so smart, unquote. And I think Brexit is going to end up being a great thing. With fears growing in Europe over the U.S. president-elect's commitment to the transatlantic alliance over signs he will pivot towards Russia, Merkel warned that the continent now had to take responsibility for itself. Wow, what a novel idea. Quote, we Europeans have our fate in our own hands, unquote, Merkel told reporters in Berlin when asked about Trump's criticisms, adding she will work towards getting the EU to strengthen the economy and fight terrorism. So what had happened was, and everyone knows, President-elect Donald Trump, he uses Twitter to bypass mainstream media, or fake news, if you will. And what he does is he gets the news directly out to the American people through Twitter. And that causes the fake news to cover it, and they can't twist it because the public, and when I say the public instead of the American public, it's not just the American public that receives his tweets. Everyone around the world receives his tweets that are following him, so therefore they have no way to twist that anymore, which is a blessing. So Donald Trump had tweeted at Fox News, quote, outgoing CIA chief John Brennan blast President-elect Trump on Russia threat, does not fully understand, unquote. Now, that is what John Brennan had tweeted about President-elect Trump. And then he states, oh, really? Couldn't do much worse. Just look at Syria, red line, Crimea, Ukraine, and the buildup of Russian nukes. Not good. Was this the leaker of fake news? So Trump already was on that, and it states that Germany's Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Europe was stunned by Trump's remarks on NATO just 5 days ahead of the billionaire businessman's inauguration as president. The interview statements of an American president-elect caused, indeed, here in Brussels, astonishment and agitation. Steinmeier said that he went from a meeting with NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg to talks with EU counterparts. France's top diplomat, Jean-Marc Altright, said the best response to Trump's comments was, quote, the unity of Europeans, unquote. NATO said it was absolutely confident that the United States would remain committed to the organization. So what you need to know after Trump did that, massive news broke out around the globe and the elite that we here on Resurrect the Republic and RBN try to expose and fault, whether it be NATO or UN. We've exposed time and time again how they are a massive part of the problem. So when you start connecting these dots, you see that you have all over the news, Merkel is working toward a spring meeting with Trump. European leaders are shocked on the NATO stance. You have them, what appears to be panic mode. Germany, Trump is causing anxiety in NATO. Moscow agrees with Trump that NATO is obsolete. So when you go to research even deeper, you find that it is also being reported that there is a quiet revolution going on. And this is reported on Breitbart News, and it says the quiet revolution fed up British middle class are backing the Brexit. Okay, and why am I bringing all this up? I'm going to tie it together in just a moment, I promise you. So on top of what I just told you, we have to remember that the Republican senators, it was reported that Republican senators were introducing a bill to defund the United Nations over the anti-Israel resolution, when we know that UN and NATO are very closely tied together. And as I have tried to point out and report for quite a long time, these bankers are falling. They have that illusion. They don't want you to think they are falling, but they are. They're losing control because the people around the globe are waking up. And so how does this tie in with the other information about what's going on in Washington, D.C.? Well, you have the quiet revelation going on. You have these individuals that are, at this point, the bankers that really are terrified. You have Republican senators putting a bill in to defund the United Nations over an anti-Israel resolution. And then you have all these protests, a lot of them sanctioned by Disrupt J20 or the other organizations that are involved with it. So how do I know they are in panic mode? They, even Joe Biden has come out and spoke about his final speech at Davos, and his issues. This is what it says in the report, and all of this can be found, by the way, you can go to my Google Plus, Lori Anderson, LORRIANDERSON. You can click in my collections link, and all the articles that I'm talking about will be available in there so that you can find them. So in an epic final speech, Joe Biden warns that the progressive democratic world order is at risk of collapse. What have we been fighting against for so long? This is what it says. Vice President Joe Biden delivered an epic final speech Wednesday to the elites at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The gist of his speech was simple. At a time of, quote, uncertainty, unquote, we must double down on the values that made Western democracies great and not allow the liberal world order to be torn apart by destructive forces. Biden went after Russian President Vladimir Putin by name, saying that he is using every tool in his power to whittle away the European project and to undermine Western democracies. Biden accused Putin of wanting to roll back decades of progress. Biden said Russia used cyber aggression to meddle in the U.S. election, an assertion supported by 17 U.S. intelligence agencies. Now, that's a misnomer and a misstatement. However, I will leave this article so that you have access to it. But I want you to hear Joe Biden. Now, you have to be able to read between the lines. This means that they are now openly admitting that their quote-unquote used to be called New World Order. People caught on to that too much. Then they called it the quote-unquote New International Order. If you think it's a conspiracy theory, look up the 2015 National Security Strategy, that Chapter 5, that is dedicated to the New International Order, signed by President Obama. So now we have them, now there's a new name, the New Liberal Order, if you will, for this. However, you have to be able to read between the lines. This statement is very powerful because it is falling around the globe. And then after we hear what Joe Biden had to say about that, I'm going to connect a little bit more and make it hopefully, and this is, of course, my opinion, why everything is going on in Washington the way that it is. But I will say this. Thank you to all the patriots who have truly worked hard and tirelessly in order to expose this agenda, no matter what part of the globe you are in, because it is only by the people working together in the millions that we have been able to shake this corruption that has been going on for so long. And that is my personal note to you. If you would, Mike, please play LV2.
But the greatest threat on this front springs from the distinct illiberal and external actors who equate their success with fracturing the liberal international order. We see it in Asia and the Middle East, where China and Iran would clearly prefer a world in which they have overwhelming sway in their regions. And I'll not mince words. This movement is principally led by Russia. Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations, and return to a politics defined by spheres of influence. We see it in their aggression against their neighbors, sending in so-called little green men across borders to stir violence and strains of separatism in Ukraine. Using energy as a weapon, cutting off gas supplies midwinter, raising prices to manipulate nations to act in Russia's interest, using corruption to empower oligarchs to coerce politicians. We see it in their worldwide use of propaganda and false information campaigns, injecting doubt and political agitation in democratic systems, strengthening illiberal factions and forces on both left and right to seek out and roll back the decades of progress from within our systems. We even saw it in the cyber intrusions against political parties and individuals in the United States of America, which our intelligence community, all 17, have determined with high confidence. I've been doing this for 46 years. They seldom use the phrase high confidence, that they were specifically motivated to influence the elections. But it's not only the United States, I need not tell you, that has been targeted. Europe has seen the same kind of attacks in the past. With many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you. And again, the purpose is clear: to collapse the liberal international order. Simply put, Mr. Putin has a different vision of the future, one in which Russia is pursuing across the board. It seeks to return to a world where the strong impose its will through military might, corruption, and criminality, while weaker nations have to fall in line. And from the first moments of our administration, even as we sought to press the so-called reset button with then-President Medvedev, President Obama and I have made it clear that there is no way for nations to behave in the 21st century. I was asked to lay out our policy at Munich in February 2009, When I addressed the conference, I said, and I quote, "We will not recognize any nation having a sphere of influence. It will remain our view that sovereign states have the right to make their own decisions and to choose their own alliances." End of quote. That was our position. That is our position. That should be our position. That's been our position throughout the past 8 years, and it's a position that has to continue to be championed in the years ahead.
So as you can hear out of Joe Biden's mouth, he's a little worried about the falling apart of the new international order, which I am thankful for. The new international order and NATO. NATO has been the cause of millions of deaths around the globe. They are, if you want to get technical, a lot of people think these countries and everything else, but it's businesses controlling the world. That's what it boils down to. Eric, are you there with me now?
I am here, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry about the technical difficulties going on. We tend to have those when we have discussions like this, though, don't we?
Yeah, it's the price for telling the truth. There's always some agency or entity that likes to interfere with our stuff, and it's not a conspiracy. It actually interferes once in a while, but we get over it with the blessings from on high. We're going to prevail in this.
Correct.
Over the global world order, the new world order, the economic world order, which Kissinger called it, or this new liberal world order. You know,
I love how they keep changing the names. Do you love that?
And, well, they do. But they don't change it much. It's always something world. It's always fill in the blank and then world order after it. And you know what I could hear in Biden? I could hear he knows he's a liar. He's worn out, and he's dying. He's a dying beast that represents a very evil entity that seeks to put the onus on the everybody else in the world that they're bad and the U.S. is good, and we got to have this giant world order because or else we're just going to have nations fighting each other all the time. Well, I'd rather have it the old way. Do you notice something suspiciously missing and replaced in the speeches and words of our people at the State Department and in the White House? The word diplomacy has completely vanished from their vocabulary. Yeah. We used to have diplomats that would exercise diplomacy between foreign nations. Now we don't have that. Even Rex Tillerson, Trump's nominee, not saying it's Trump's fault, but his people around him are a little suspect on this. You know, he talked the same game. He never used the word diplomacy in his speech, and neither does Biden. They use the word policy, and they use the word policy implementation or implementing policy. When you implement policy, you're basically making up a piece of toilet paper with your attorney prostitute buddies and then issuing it to somebody else and saying, "Hi, here's our policy. Now we're going to implement this." And you know what the implementation means? That means by force through the military. That's why we have like 900
and if you don't go along with it, we're going to go right around your Russian border, and we're going to make sure you do. But, and you're right. You know, that's what it is. They don't agree to doing business in that aspect of things, and so they're going to force them to do business with them.
Well, that's what an economic hitman is. If you read the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, he played exactly that role. He was sent under the guise of what is called a deputy director of economic policy for the State Department. And when you hear that, that's CIA. You run if you're a foreign if you're a foreign leader. And a lot of these leaders were good men of the people that would be elected into the smaller, especially Central American nations. He cited, and he named names of leaders that they ended up assassinating because they wouldn't play ball with the economic hitman does under the disguise of deputy director of economic policy for the State Department. Is approach a leader of a foreign nation, usually a smaller one that we can push around, and he says, "Here's a list of 20 corporations." Now, this is according to him. He did this for a living, and he regrets it. And he came clean and wrote this book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And they'll present the leader of a foreign nation, usually a new leader that just got elected, with a list of 20 multinational corporations with whom they will do business or else. And the or else is usually force. And it's that's you know, I don't see any U.S. good guy in that business model or diplomatic model. There's no diplomacy involved whatsoever. It's strictly, we come up with this, we implement policy through force, and it's exactly what the Germans did in World War II. Everything was policy. There's that famous line in the movie Schindler's List where he says, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong or who's got the moral high ground. It's policy. And this is exactly the playbook there. I mean, they're using the same words. Even Hitler said, our brand of National Socialism will give rise to a new world order. And so he was talking the same talk that the Bushes talk, the same talk that Biden's talking. They really are all playing from the same book. And this suspicious phrase, world order, seems to just keep rearing its ugly head over and over again.
Right. Well, what you're noticing, and it's around the globe, that's one of the things, too. You have to remember it. This is global. And there are many of them starting to – the EU is part of the massive fall of the United Nations. You know that. And NATO when President-elect Donald Trump, I have to get used to saying that. When President-elect Donald Trump tweeted that, and he's getting positive reviews, not negative reviews, of course, except for the ones who, you know, really want to push this military-industrial complex around the globe, that just really put him in a panic mode. And then, of course, you know, we reported on Monday about how those groups that are affiliated with Soros and MoveOn.org and the different Black Lives Matter and the different ones are being pushed to do these protests. And we've clearly stated probably 500 million times, that's an exaggeration, but, you know, I'm allowed to exaggerate a little bit as long as I admit that I'm exaggerating, that we have warned, we support peaceful protest 100%. We do. We support everybody's freedom of speech. Now, the situation is this. These individuals had plotted acts of terror that actually could harm individuals, and we brought that to the attention thanks to the hard work and the undercover work of James O'Keefe and his crew, from Project Veritas. So if you remember on Monday, and everything I'm talking about is actually going to tie together. So let's remember what I just covered about NATO and United Nations. And so going back to Monday, Eric, when we covered that, about the situation where they had planned to disrupt the deplorable with the butyric acid, which could have really been seriously a problem for anybody who had asthma. And what we'll do is we're going to hear a couple of messages from network sponsors, and then we'll be right back and finish discussing this topic.
Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers, and we were discussing the NATO panic and the members of the United Nations panic that is going on the global end of things, and why I think that the situation in Washington is very much to do with that. So you have a lot of senators that are quote-unquote not going to go because one of the most famous senators that is behind trying to delegitimize Donald J. Trump, president-elect, is Representative Lewis. Now, I don't know how much you know about Representative John Lewis, but way back in the day, in the 60s, he walked with Martin Luther King Jr. And because of that, he's been hailed as this great civil rights activist. Now, my thing is this. What you did 40 years ago does not apply to today. It is great for a historical note, yes. However, if you look in the areas of where he is over, it is a crime ridden and his people are suffering as well. So he tried to make it seem as if President-elect Donald Trump was not a legitimate president, and this is why, quote unquote, that he was not going to go. He was boycotting. He's not going to go to the inaugural. However, the fact of the matter is, he had also skipped Bush's inaugural too, and he also said about President Bush that he was not president either. So understand that this is a, just like you were saying, Eric, they use the same tactics all the time. So what is going on? Project Veritas, as I reported on Monday, had exposed the butyric acid plan to use that and put it through the HVAC system, which could have especially affected people who had asthma. It is a very dangerous acid. It is not something, even though these individuals are trying to make it seem as if it was just a quote-unquote stink bomb, if you look up the things that kind of acid can do to an individual, it is no game. So after Project Veritas had released that, it had other clips and audios and videos of proof of what they were going to expose. But I had also mentioned to you that Disrupt J20 had put out this absolutely unbelievable statement in order to try to debunk the Project Veritas video that they had put out about what they had tried to do at the deplorable. So first I want you to hear, this would be James O'Keefe, and this is his response to Disrupt J20 on the quote-unquote false narrative. Mike, if you could please play LV4, it'd be appreciated.
So after we released our first video showing that the anti-fascist group was planning to release butyric acid into ventilation shafts instead of sprinkler systems, they said that they were just playing along and they knew they were being recorded. Well, we have evidence now that shows that definitely is not true. First, they waited for our story to come out before they refuted it. And our meeting at this dinner was over a month ago. And then there's this video filmed in late December where Scott Green continues to discuss the, quote, secret mission, unquote, at the deplorable almost 2 weeks after the dinner meeting.
The time of arrival outside, we can't decide on that tonight because the people intimately involved with our top secret plan have to meet and know about that and have that finalized, you know, first, which will happen as soon as possible.
And then there was the law enforcement aspect of this. Our attorney went to law enforcement, talked about this, and they called him back immediately. They took this extremely seriously. Our attorney met with the FBI, DC Metro Police, the Secret Service. They knew more about these guys than we did. Then there are the emails, and this is probably the most incredible thing. Our journalists from December to January kept on getting emails from these organizers of their insign plans. First, there was the email on December the 21st, where Scott Green sent out the recon email about casing the National Press Club, where Tyler was CC'd. There were emails in January, where Tyler was continuously CC'd, including this one on January 3rd, quote, "I think I've included everyone who will be considered need to know," quote unquote, where Tyler was CC'd. This is not the type of thing that would happen if they were suspect of our journalist. Over the last few hours, we've seen that many media corporations are reluctant to report the story because they can't verify if the information is true. Based on this evidence, we know the DC anti-fascist organizations are lying. But what they can't do is lie to the FBI.
Okay, so that was his response. And as noted on the 16th, I also said pretty much the same thing. So then another leaked video came out, Project Veritas. And this is the proof that they were going to try to shut down the Metro trains. Mike, if you would please play LV3.
So, simultaneous to the checkpoint blockades in the morning, we're also doing a series of clusterfuck blockades. We're going to try to blockade all the major ingress points into the city.
Generally speaking, Nazis will only actually attack people if they have if they strongly outnumber them, because Nazis are essentially cowards. But yeah, throat punching is probably a good thing.
I mean, we have a plan for how to shut down a metro.
It takes 15 seconds, and everyone can leave, but literally, it can't go anywhere. It's ink.
Yeah.
And you can use a really thin chain. That would require like a bolt cutter to undo. Basically, it would shut down that line.
That was undercover sound about hooking chains up to disrupt and stop Washington's metro rail line. This is part two of our undercover investigation into the dark, seedy underworld of Disrupt J20, a group that says openly they want to shut down the inauguration, going well beyond peaceful civil disobedience.
Please lock the doors. Please lock the doors. Lock them, lock them, lock them. Don't let them in.
Hey, I just want to say one thing to the person on the phone.
Can you please move
Bob Kramer,
my way?
Says disregard.
The next 4 years, we are going to fight Trump and everything we stand for with no quarter asked, no quarter given, no mercy of any kind.
Throw them all under the bus. I mean, just fuck it up. I like the idea of the goal being that they have to pull the inauguration inside.
Be prepared to help make the inauguration a giant clusterfuck.
Our investigation into the Trump inauguration protest took us to dozens and dozens of meetings from coast to coast over the course of a few months. Groups like Socialist Alternative, League of Conservation Voters, Workers' World Party, Smash Racism DC, Anti-Fascist Coalition, all these groups operating under the umbrella of Disrupt J20, some planning peaceful activities, some planning violent and illegal criminal activities.
A significant number of us, up to a dozen that we've talked to so far at least, expressed interest in arrestable action, civil disobedience. But the agreement that we left Sunday on was we're not going to do that unless, as you pointed out, it's actually effective. We're not just looking to get a notch to say we got arrested. We want to do it so we can have an impact.
It was at one of these meetings that we met Legba Carrefour, a Disrupt J20 organizer.
So, simultaneous to the Checkwood blockades in the morning, we're also doing a series of clusterfuck blockades. We're going to try to blockade all the major ingress points into the city, which would include shutting down major bridges and highway access points, as well as shutting down metro rail. So to do that, we're going to try to break into several teams, kind of like the checkpoints. So if we've been doing that, we don't think these are going to be necessarily arrestable actions, but there is a possibility you could be, so keep that in mind if you want to participate.
Last week, Carrefour spoke to the Washington Examiner and gave them an outline of the plans to try to block access to the city. Our infiltration efforts uncovered the details in potentially criminal plots.
So we figured out trains pull up. One person's going to walk on end of the train to the edge. We're on the other end of the train into the car. Go on the curb. Done. It takes 15 seconds, and everyone can leave. But literally, it can't go anywhere. It's ink.
Yeah.
And you can use a really thin chain. Require like a bolt cutter undo. Basically, to shut down that line. The entire way. So the idea was to hit Metro Center, Gallery Place, and Waffle House. They're all close enough to walk to, and that's every single line in the city.
Disabling trains constitutes an act of terrorism under 18 United States Code 1992. Quote, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. And if the offense results in the death of any person, shall be imprisoned for any term of years or for life or subject to death. So after we received this information, we turned it over to the FBI, Secret Service, and the D.C. Metro Police.
And we were able to find evidence that these individuals were hoping to shut down all Metro train transit around the Washington, D.C. area around inauguration.
These details weren't mentioned by Carrefour to the Examiner, and our journalist discovered other details that he neglected to make public.
So on the direct action, we had talked about sort of a rotating blockade. The goal is to delay, disrupt, shut down a checkpoint. We have been assigned a checkpoint as a group. Our checkpoint is at 1st and D. So everybody know where that is?
Here it sounds like they are encouraging the demonstrators to pay homeless people to help stop traffic.
So we want to encourage you all to give to the poor and the homeless. Go right down to 2nd and D. Help us to vehicle traffic and the pedestrian traffic going to his inauguration and set up tables, food, give out whatever, right there, near 2nd and D, a block in either direction, and help to block traffic.
Our journalist also infiltrated several groups operating under the main umbrella of Disrupt J20, like the Industrial Workers of the World, a quasi-socialist group, the Metropolitan Anarchist Coordinating Council, and Refuse Fascism.
Our goal is to continue to help shut down the city and, like, make inauguration a giant clusterfuck that day. So, be prepared to help make the inauguration a giant clusterfuck. So, we're not going to publicly announce the route, but, like, we are planning a route that, like, will help us, like, jam up the works of the city. Like, lots of marching against traffic on one-way streets, stuff like that.
Are you with Matt?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I've been, like, just, like, helping. So I'll help coordinate the thing tomorrow, and then also the rides down to D.C.
Yeah,
so, like, I guess I've just been, like, doing stuff around. So essentially what I mentioned was the call in D.C. was that there's a bridge near this, like, I guess, park or something where, like, people do yoga training usually in the mornings, and so the idea would be that, like, maybe, like, a couple of autonomous affinity groups are out there pretending to do, like, yoga or just coordinated in some way. Someone pretends to do yoga. I know that that's, like, part of the way that they've imagined it. And eventually the groups, like, converge on the bridge, take the bridge, and then begin to lead a march toward the center of the town. So that's essential. I don't know what bridge. I don't know what part of the city. I can call my comrade right now and ask him more detail.
They're going to get bigger in size, and they're going to get more and more disruptive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the idea being you start with a few hundred, then you get a few thousand, then you get so many they spill into the streets, then, you know, it's like then they're disrupting business as usual, then everybody goes, wow, that's what's happening, I got to be there too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, literally, it snowballs, okay? Even that you could say. So we're going to get bigger each night.
We do have a lot of, like, ideas for plans, and ultimately we just need people to be able to execute them. One of the things that we're also talking about doing is shutting down the metro. That's going to require some teamwork, probably a rehearsal maybe. But I mean, it's possible, and we can do it. I mean, we have these plans more or less laid out. We just need people to kind of execute them. I mean, we have a plan for how to shut down a metro. We have a plan for how to barricade a bridge. Like, we have all these plans. We just don't have the people yet. So if you're willing to be those people, like, we're definitely down to have you.
These groups would be nothing without their volunteers. We also spoke to the professional protesters who make these plans a reality.
Do you guys just do this on your own, too?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We've been traveling the country since he's been traveling since the RNC. I've been traveling since the DNC.
Well, I don't think I got your last name.
Oh, I'd rather not give my last name. Just, like, K.
Okay.
Like, K.
Okay. Good.
We were all at Standing Rock. The two of us were there for over 3 months. It's going to be a fucking shit show of a great time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it. I mean, if this is going to happen, then you may as well, like, just fucking have a party.
Throw them all under the bus. I mean, just fuck it up. I like the idea of the goal being that they have to pull the inauguration inside.
And it seems like these guys are just looking for a fight.
So, when do we get to the throat punching? That's what I hear.
Sure. So this is another thing, is that generally speaking, Nazis will only actually attack people if they strongly outnumber them, because Nazis are essentially cowards. So, like, if it's three of them and a homeless guy, like, they're going to beat him up. If it's one of them and, like, six other people, they're going to run the fuck away. But yeah, throat punching is probably a good thing.
So in terms of more of this, like, generally, you know, actually how to talk to them. Say, like, you or you and a group encounter a group of Nazis and they're, like, having a rally or being, like, very loud with their views. How should you engage them?
I would say that's where you do the throat punching. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Peaceful protesting is protected under the First Amendment, but these activities seem to be anything but peaceful. After we released our first investigation, Disrupt J20 put out a press release saying that they were just playing along and counter-stinging us. But that did not appear to be true, based on the mountain of emails and follow-up video that we have released. It'll be interesting to see what they say next. Although, again, we advise them, don't lie to the FBI.
Okay, so as you can hear, that right there was the second bit of proof. So as you can see, these are individuals who, of course, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are funded by the same ones who are panicking over NATO and the United Nations falling apart, that new world order or that new international order, or what was that, the liberal world order now.
Liberal, or the global world order, or the economic world order,
whatever they want to call it. They have so many different names for it now. So this
world order du jour.
Right, there you go. Yeah, de facto. So what we need to also remember is that, as I reported on Monday, and I did get some numbers that I did not have on Monday, so let me make you aware of something. What we are trying to do here is to make sure that lives are safe, but I'm going to bring up some questions in the second part of the show about this that's on the constitutional and U.S. code basis as well. However, I have found that there are supposed to be 28,000 security officials there, 3,000, they are bringing in 3,000 police officers from outside of D.C., 5,000 National Guard, and that is not including the bikers for Trump that are there to help protect the people as well as to help protect the inauguration. The individuals, of course, have their different quote-unquote meetings, and they think it is so secret. I do want to let you know and remind you that they did not want media or law enforcement. We're not welcome to tomorrow's meeting, which is called the Third and Final Action Spokes Council. Now, unless they've changed the address, it will be from 1 to 4 p.m. at St. Stephen and Incarnation Episcopal Church, 1525 Newton Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20010. And these individuals who are behind these type of acts need to realize you have been infiltrated by the Patriots. Just saying. You have been infiltrated. Why do you think we're getting this stuff? We're not as dumb as you think we are. And so with that information, there has been breaking news that has come out. And so while the fight is going on the international level, it's also going on the national level when you're talking about the senators and stuff. And then it's going on the ground level with these quote-unquote protesters. They're agitators. They're paid agitators. They are not true protesters. I'm sure there's going to be some true protesters in the mix.
Very few.
And you don't want to get caught up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to take, before we get to the top of the hour, because we may do something else on the other side, but I want to get this out there. I'll get it out there quick. I want to go down the rabbit hole a little deeper. Knowing that most of these agent provocateurs actually work for the government, and they are usually and almost exclusively the only ones who want to do the violence, i.e. the YouTube video that you can watch online, folks, of the police infiltrators with the masks and the bricks in their hands about to throw stuff and start a riot at the G8 protest in Montreal. It's well known online. They got busted, and everybody was yelling, "You're cops, we know you're cops," and they got actually absorbed into the police lines. They actually had the boots that were police issue, and you could tell because only the police issue had this special little emblem on the bottom of the boot. So anyway, knowing that that's usually the case, the violence is usually being pimped by agents of the government, and don't anybody be delusional enough to tell me that all our intelligence agencies have all been purged already before the inauguration's even taken place, and they're all good guys now. There's still some very dark, very bad elements that thrive on creating the terror. So here's my argument, and you can spank me if you don't like what I have to say, Lori, but let me just get this out there. I was looking for military type and certain type of lingo and talk and delivery in what the now I one or two may have been legitimate useful idiots, the guy who talked about yoga and block it, but the guy who talked about we have plans to block the bridge and we have plans to shut down the railway, he sounded, I mean, if you would have put a FEMA uniform on him and put him up at the podium at a disaster news conference, he would have had the exact same delivery. So here's my contention. Just take it for what it's worth. I think these guys are paid by the FBI and the DHS and the CIA to get set up, and it's happened so many times throughout history, you can't deny this. This would not be a first that they pay these guys to come in and pimp the violence, more violence. Let's get them. Let's throw stuff. Let's shut them down. Let's break this. Let's burn that. Let's release the stink bombs. Let's shut it down. Violence, violence, violence. We have plans to do all this violence. We just need people. Where are you, everybody? My contention is there's almost no one who really wants to waste their time going to D.C. If they're disgusted with the inauguration and the new administration, they're going to usually stay home. They're not going to. And by the way, they're having to bribe people $2,500 per protester to get paid to come protest. That means they're scrapping for bodies. So they're having trouble getting the real people to actually do the violence. I didn't hear any crowds in those rooms saying, "Yeah, we agree. Go get them. Yeah, yeah, go, go, go." There was nobody there. They were like cheap salesmen who worked for the intelligence agencies that set up these violent type scenarios to pull the people out of society who may actually do violence, and they can usually find almost none. Ergo, these agencies would disappear if the truth were to be told, and these guys who work for the government would stop setting up the terrorist organizations. I rest my case.
Well, and that's a good point, because like I was saying from the beginning on the global and on the part in the Senate, you know, there is a war on all levels. And I don't mean, you know, firing weapons right this second, but I mean, I'm saying there is a war between the liberal world order, if you will, and the people. And so I would not be shocked at all to find out that. But you also have to remember, whether it's Soros or whether it's these bankers that are linked to the United Nations or whatever the case may be, they're all in bed together when you're talking about the factions within the government that do those false flag events. However, those false flag events are very real. People do end up getting killed. They do end up getting hurt. We do have to expose it. And just like there's prominent black clergymen coming out.
Don't you think James O'Keefe, as an investigative journalist, should have shifted gears like massively and said, "Whoa, what do you mean you know all about these guys? How did you know about them? How long have you had contact with them? Where did your information and your contact initiate from? Have you had any recent contact them within the last 90 days, etc.?" He just let that whole thing go. So anyway, Agent Provocateur, it reeks of that. And I think the guys who are really pushing the hardcore violence are doing so at the behest of government intelligence agencies.
I'll address that on the flip side of this break and tell you why I think he didn't address that at the time. Anyway, we're going to have a couple of words from our network sponsors, and we'll be right back. Stay with us, guys.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.